Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And we are sick. See what I did there? Well, I'm sick. You guys technically aren't sick.
No. Our kids are.
Yeah.
It seems like they always fucking are.
I apologize if I'm coughing and clearing my throat throughout the episode. That's just kind of what my life is right now.
This episode's sponsored by tea bags.
Exactly.
Not
the unfortunate kind that you get at parties. No.
No.
Nope.
Is it chamomile?
No, it's not. No, I just do straight. I like it black. I just do straight red rose black tea.
That's actually, black tea is really good when you're sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, both of your kids have lice. One of your kids and my kid has croup.
Yeah.
Or crowp, or however you say it.
I don't know if Maddie technically has it, because we didn't take her to the doctor.
Okay.
She seems to be getting better. But she has the symptoms, and we got that paper that they sent home at daycare when one of the kids has croup.
Right.
And it was like, I didn't even see it. Sarah, she's like, I think Maddie has croup. I was like, really? I said, Ben just told me that Emma has it. Like, literally that same day.
Yeah, apparently it's going around.
Yeah, and she was like, no, look, she's like, someone at daycare has it, and I had never even heard of it. Really? I mean, I guess I had heard of it, but never really thought about it. And so, like, she lists, like, all the symptoms. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what her cough sounds like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. It's one of those things where I had seen the name before, and I had heard it before, when, like, you know, you're sitting with the pediatrician, and they're like, any signs of such and such and such and such, you know, here's the list of viruses that are usually happening around this year, you know, at this time of year, that sort of thing.
Right.
But yeah, she's never had it before, so, yeah, it's, I mean, overall, it's not that bad. She's had to do 3 days of medication, of steroids. But she took it pretty well, so not too bad.
It's rough. I mean, it's worse, obviously, when they sleep because of the cough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when we kind of noticed it, when we were putting her to bed. Like, we could hear her being, like, her over the weekend, like, she was getting froggy.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, you're like, something's creeping up. It's very cold. But, yeah, she seems all right. Like, she's good when she wakes up. Unlike her sister, who's a hell beast.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, it has been, the main two things have been coughing while she's sleeping, which, over the past couple of days since she's been taking the medication, it's been a lot better, because she'll be, like, as soon as she settles down and actually falls into, like, a deep sleep, then the coughing goes away and she can breathe just fine. So she's just got to chill out, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, she's just been super, super grumpy every time she wakes up. It's been, I think that's been the hardest part, actually, is dealing with how grumpy she's been.
Yeah, grumpy kids when they wake up is terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. I feel like mine have been extra grumpy. In the morning, but, like, at night, worse. Because, like you said, my kids both got the lice.
Right.
And we touched on this a couple weeks ago on our episode, which no one's ever going to hear. when Sophia, we got the call like 2.5 weeks ago that she had it, treated it, were very diligent with cleaning and brushing and combing it and giving the treatment again.
Or so you thought.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it, like, was back. 2 weeks later, what the hell?
Surprise, bitch!
And then, like, Sarah's, like, scratching her head, and I'm like, oh my god, no.
Oh, Lord.
She's like, Sarah's like, they're super lice. And I was like, that's not a thing. I'm like, that's not a thing. She's like, no, that is a real thing.
Yeah, that's totally a thing. Yeah.
Which I had never heard of, which is a completely different treatment. Like,
right.
Extra chemically. Yeah, Monday night was Monday night was me treating all three of them. Sitting there, combing.
Going through there.
Yeah, and the girls do not enjoy the knit comb, the nitpicking.
Well, no.
No, so Sophia's got that ridiculously thick...
Wait. Is that where the phrase nitpicking comes from?
It is.
I just learned something new, and it just blew my mind. I don't know how I never thought of that before, because it makes so much sense.
I didn't know it either. My mom mentioned it.
Wow.
Actually, my mom came home the other night. She's like, my head's been itching. I'm like, here you go. Yeah, it's like, just do it.
Nice.
And then it was the day after she had Sophia and Maddie all day Monday on Columbus Day, since schools are closed.
Right.
It's like, you might just, they got treated, but you should hear.
Yeah. Just in case. Yeah.
Yeah, just go ahead. And I was like, is there like a nice bomb, you know, like for the house? And so I actually looked it up. And I know it's like the doctors, like, you know, treat the hair, you know, just like vacuum, take care of your furniture, your pillows, and like wash the bedding and blah, blah, blah. And then I see this article from the Orkin Man.
Right.
Who, you know, they know their shit.
Exactly.
And it was like, really concentrate on the head and like wash bedding and towels and that's it. Just do the treatments and do the head. They die when they come off. You're off the host. Okay. Which I knew. So that's why I was like, why am I vacuuming everything? It's going to be like, they're not going to come alive. I mean, unless what? I lay on top of them and they get on my head.
Right.
But it's not going to happen. Oh my.
Or they get on the dog, that sort of thing.
They actually don't get on the dog.
Oh, that's nice. Their
dogs, they don't have to worry about it.
That's handy.
Yeah, and I just throw a pillow at my dog so he wouldn't stop licking his ass.
Is it because he likes to lick you so much?
No. I get to keep his face away from me because of how much he does lick his ass. Right.
Oh, hey, speaking of ass, quick shout out. It's John Burkhead's birthday. Happy birthday, John! The Burkhead of Burkheadiness.
You know what I used to call him back in the day?
I can imagine. Daddy? I don't know.
No, I used to call him. It's actually close. I called him Uncle the John B.
That's right. Yeah, you've told me about that.
Don't remember where it started, but. Yeah, I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see him nearly enough.
Would have seen him if we had gone to the at-home data convention, which was this past week down in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wait, did he go?
I think he went, yeah.
I know Mustico and Greg Washington and the Bernholt and the Rowley.
You know, all of our cool friends.
Yeah. All of our cool at-home dad friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't even have to work. You just sit at home and do nothing all day.
I was hoping to be able to go. I actually thought about driving down there with Bernholt, but that didn't work out. What's funny is, so I was thinking about driving down there up until a couple of weeks ago when Kelby, who runs Type A Parent Conference,
right?
She had invited me to her birthday, and she lives just outside of Raleigh. So she was having it in a bar in Raleigh. And she was like, yeah, you should drive down. Come on, drive down. You'll make it by tomorrow. It'll be great. And I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, well, you know, can't be that far, right? And I get on Google Maps, and it's 10.5 hours.
Yeah, do you not know how the country works?
Yeah, I did not. My whole measurement system of how far away North Carolina is. Because I thought to myself, all right, here's what happened. When I was a kid, we used to drive to South Carolina a lot to go visit my brother while he was at college. And I thought to myself, oh, that was kind of a long drive, but I don't remember it being that long of a drive. So North Carolina shouldn't be that bad. And then I remembered that all of our trips down to South Carolina, I slept for most of the time because I was like 7 years old, and you know, I would run around the van a couple of times and then pass out. So yeah.
Sure would.
Yeah. Are you taking a picture?
Shut up.
Hold on.
No. You're taking a picture.
Your face is taking a picture.
Mom's taking a picture. I like Nance. Nance is a good lady.
Did you just call my mom Nance?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody call her Nance aside from my dad. That's just weird.
Your dad calls your mom Nance.
Yeah.
Hashtag adorbs.
You know what's funny? My mom, one of my mom's nicknames for my dad, she just says Mull or Mullen. Just calls him by his last name for some reason. Like she's a gym teacher or some shit. I don't understand it. And they did have gym class together in junior high school, which I think is where they first met. And then they didn't get married until years later, but you know. But yeah, that's exactly how it goes sometimes. She'll be frustrated with him about something. He'll be like down in the basement or out in the garage. She'll just yell, "Mullen!"
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Those two are adorable.
I just said they were.
Mm-hmm. They just had their 35th anniversary, by the way.
I saw that. Happy anniversary to Nance and Mull.
Yeah. Mull and Nance. That's weird.
Mull and Nance. Nance Mull.
That's a sitcom that would get canceled pretty quickly. Mull and Nance. That's a 3-episode sitcom right there.
3 episodes. Yeah.
I'm going to be working on this tea all day. And I'm just going to be plowing through tea bags.
Maybe don't admit that ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not something I'd put on a t-shirt.
No, I wouldn't either.
Speaking of which.
Yes, we do have an announcement. Ba-ba-da-bum. We have t-shirts, if you have not seen yet.
Ooh.
I've been posting them to our stuffs. We have 4 shirts available on Amazon. You can find it if you just go on Amazon and look up the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. That's us. We will have a page on our site with, you won't be able to buy them, I don't believe. On our site, I don't think we can embed an Amazon
link,
like even like purchase links on there.
Right. Yeah.
I know we can put the links direct to the shirts, but we have 2 that are your just our basic logo, not our faces.
Not our faces.
Just black, some black text, some white text, and also podcasting rule number. Is it number 62?
I think it's 63.
Whichever one it was,
yeah.
With your mic muted, is on there. There will be some more coming soon. I'm working on more designs. I have a couple that I got to do. They're $19.99. If you have Prime, I believe you get free shipping.
Booyah, Prime!
I believe. They're available in men's, women's, and children's. So
you sound so official right now. This is great. Just keep going. Just keep going.
We can do the rest of the
episode like one of those telethon things that's on like all night on the cheap channels. You know,
what we need is a little counter to put up in the corner of the Skype window.
Yeah,
that's like showing how much, and it's gonna just stay at $0.
And then every once in a while, there's a slash through it, just cause.
Because it's negative.
And the star pattern thing comes up.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, there's now less than no money there. So, anyway, give us some help. Buy our shirts.
Yeah.
Help support the show. The more funds we can raise, the better the show can be. You know, maybe we can actually get together and do things.
Yeah, definitely.
And
Movember is coming up.
Yeah. So
we might be doing something, you know, to raise money for Movember.
Yes. Which would be and, awesome. You know what? We're going to need to make him a Pop and Bottles at Cast November shirt.
Yeah.
Which, now I need to get on top of that design.
Hey, hey. It's a two-way street, my friend. We'll figure something out.
You don't Photoshop, sir.
Look. Just because I don't Photoshop doesn't mean I'm not talented.
Some of the coming designs, I'll draw up a quick, because I have them all saved here that I just haven't been uploaded. Just the standard text at PB Dadcast, the podcast. Podcast? What's a podcast?
Podcast.
A podcast for dads. And two dads, one podcast.
Right.
I think that's what we got. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
We'll do some more.
So, moving right along. We have always been sort of involved as far as our fellow dad bloggers and whatnot in the movement for baby changing stations.
Yes.
In men's rooms, because it's actually, you know, you wouldn't think that it's a big deal right from the onset. You wouldn't think that it's a rare thing, but it's more rare than you would think. So we have always kind of been, you know, helping to push, you know, certain guys who are really championing this whole movement.
I mean, I wrote about it years ago as well.
Oh yeah.
You know that we need more changing tables in men's rooms.
Right.
And you know, if you have a restroom, if you have them in the women's room, which you're good, you chances are you do.
Right.
Live in the men's room. Like, it's not that difficult. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to this week's news.
Which is posted on facebook.com/PBDadcast.
Yeah, because we shared it. President Barack Obama.
Bama.
Signed the it's being called the Babies Act.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find the actual, I have the article right here.
Yeah, it's some sort of acronym that spells out babies.
And we're just lost it. There you go.
Which is pretty awesome.
It is the ba-ba-da-bam, the Bathrooms Accessible in Every Situation Act. It's actually not an acronym.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So basically, it's for any, like, public, I think it's government-run
right.
building. It's now a requirement that they have changing tables accessible for men and women.
Small step, but yeah. It's a step in the right direction, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they can. Maybe they can, but I, you know, legislate that every restaurant, you know, every store.
Yeah, privately owned businesses. They can't do that. But
they're privately owned. I mean, they have other, you know, rules and regulations for those, so maybe they can
make it.
You know, if you're going to have a bathroom by code, you must have a changing table in the men's room and the women's room, or have a family bathroom. Which, I mean, honestly, I think it's probably easier if you just put a changing table in each of the bathrooms, but I do have to vent about where they put changing tables in bathrooms.
Okay.
So, oftentimes, they put them in the biggest stall.
Right. The handicap stall.
Which, you know, handicap folks need to be able to access that.
Right.
And as you and I know, changing a diaper can sometimes Take a while,
yeah.
Typically, it's quick, but there are times when, like, your very first Target experience with it's like head to toe, and it's, you're basically giving them a shower or a bath. In there. it's not a good location. I understand you want, like, the privacy aspect of it.
Right, there's the privacy aspect, there's the space aspect. Yeah.
But it's, okay, you walk in and change them, and someone's using that bathroom, and you have to wait, you know, and I understand it, but it's also like, why? Like, just put it out.
Next to the sinks or something. Or, yeah, I mean, you know.
There could be a better location, but I mean, I do understand it. It's just like, again, would always get on my nerves. Obviously, neither of us have to worry about that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You know, until we have another kid, not happening. or, you know, nieces and nephews, that kind of thing. Or babysitting.
Right, yeah.
So it's just, that's just my small pet peeve. I love when they have them, but at the same time, come up with a good location.
Right. That makes sense. Right. I'll tell you what location does bother me, actually. I'm not so much bothered by having it inside the handicap stall. However, at Costco, it's right outside the handicap stall door.
Okay.
So if someone
tries
to come out while I'm working on changing the kid, the door will swing open and hit the thing. And who knows if they'll be able to get out. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I'm hashtagging as we talk.
Uh-oh. Hashtagging.
Hashtagging. Hashtaggering.
Hashtag. I wonder if that's going to be like a legitimate word now.
Hashtaggery or hashtags?
Hashtaggery. Because I think hashtag already is one.
I'm going to put hashtag hashtaggery. We'll see what happens. I still don't understand exactly where they decided to call it hashtag. It's a pound sign.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Pound sign hashtaggery. I'm just...
It's actually one of my favorite scenes in White House Down. Did you see that?
Yeah. Is that the one with Jamie Foxx?
Gerard Butler. Nah, it's the one with Gerard Butler and the guy who played Two-Face.
That's Olympus Has Fallen.
Well, it's basically the same fucking
White movie. House Down. It is basically the same. Yeah. White House Down is Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx.
Right. So the one with Olympus Has Fallen, which they came out with a sequel, London Has Fallen.
Which I did. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked them both.
But here's the thing: I like them for the same reason that I liked the Die Hard movies, because they're just a little bit ridiculous. Like, they are classic 80s style violence and witty comments and stuff like that, and, you know, hurry up action filming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the very end, spoilers, at the very end of Olympus Has Fallen, it's, you know, the hero, and he's down in the control center, and he has to punch in the code that's going to turn off all the nuclear weapons, right? And so they're like telling him letter by letter, number by number, and then somebody says hashtag, and he's like, what the fuck is a hashtag? And then somebody like grabs the microphone out of the other person's hand, like real dramatically, and is like, pound sign. yeah, good. I'm glad they addressed that.
Yeah. It's just weird. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
New words. New math. Fuzzy math. Remember fuzzy math?
New math. Fuzzy math? No.
Fuzzy math was W, wasn't it?
Fuzzy math was what? It
was from W.
I have no idea.
GW.
Oh, is that a GW quote?
Yeah,
I'm all kinds of fuzzy on the math.
I feel like fuzzy math was at the same time as lockbox.
Lockbox, yeah.
Was that the 2000 election?
Probably.
Yeah, that was Bush Gore, right?
Yeah.
2000?
Yeah.
That was the year of the Florida, the recount.
Oh my god. It was just so sketchy, the whole thing. That was hilarious. And like, so I was 10 years old when that happened, alright? And I didn't have a very deep grasp of politics at the time.
You were 10, of course not.
But when somebody told me about it, they were like, oh yeah, one state has to do a recount, and it's the state where George Bush's brother is governor. Immediately in my mind, I was like, oh, I see what's happening here. I may not have hit puberty yet, but I know what's going on here.
That was my freshman year of college, and I was 18.
You're so old.
Getting ready to turn 19. Yeah, I know. And at that point in my life, I was very conservative. Like, you know, based on, you know, how I grew up, my life views hadn't expanded.
Right.
And I just remember sitting there, like, watching the debates with my roommates. And I remember Al Gore, like, talking about Tipper and my roommate. if he wants to win, maybe he should just not ever mention Tipper.
Right.
Just, like, the name.
Can't we just call her Q-Tip to make it more interesting?
Yeah. And actually, almost my entire dorm was conservative.
Yeah.
And Republican. So, like, when it came through that W had won, like, everyone was, like, going crazy.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, like, we're all 18-year-old, just-get-to-college kids. You know, we really didn't have a firm grasp on all that was going on. I just like to do my impressions of W with spider pillars.
Right, yeah.
And I have one word. Strategery.
Strategery. I'll tell you what. I will give him credit for one thing. Despite the fact that there had been times where he basically just made up words, they were pretty interesting words, and you did know exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't any confusion there. When he says strategery, like, what he meant to say was strategy. It's all good.
Like, that's one of my favorites. Like, I would always do my impression of, Will Ferrell doing George W. Bush.
Oh, I love the one, I'll never forget it. It's the one I'll never forget. It's when Will Ferrell's playing George Bush, Daryl Hannah's doing his Dick Cheney, and they have somebody in there playing Bush Sr., right? And right. Sr. and Cheney want to have a conversation, so Cheney just pulls out a ball of yarn and tosses it to Bush, and he just goes down on the floor like a cat, starts playing with it.
Being president, it's hard.
Exactly.
Wait, I won. Can I go home? No, you have to be president. What? No.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that. Those sketches with Will Ferrell as George W. Bush are,
yeah,
obviously classics, but like some of the best presidential sketches they've done.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
also Tina Fey as Sarah Palin. Also.
Who did Norm MacDonald as Bob Dole. Which,
Bob Dole.
Exactly. He did that a lot when he was on the cast in the 80s, like late 80s, early 90s. But I remember when he would pop up every once in a while. Like, I think they got, that there was this one episode I remember where they got every possible person related to SNL that they possibly could to come in and pretend to be presidents. And they had Dana Carvey doing George Sr., you know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen. That's hilarious. Hooray for election season.
Yes.
It gives us so much to talk about. Even though all we're talking about is people making fun of presidential people. It's funny. So back in the day, when I turned 18... I got my Eagle Scout, and I recently, while I was digging stuff out of the storage unit, found the framed thing that I had made for my Eagle Scout, which included, my patch and a couple of the medals that I had gotten, and I got two letters. Now, obviously, they're generated by some secretary somewhere, whatever.
Right.
but there was one letter of congratulations from then President George Bush, and Laura Bush signed it, well, quote unquote, signed it too. And there was another one from Jimmy Carter. So I was like, oh, cool, I found this thing. Took a picture of it, posted it on a Facebook group of Eagle Scouts that I joined not too long ago. And one guy chimes in on the comments. He's like, oh, yeah, I got a couple of those. I was kind of upset that mine came from Bill Clinton. And that's all he said. And I responded. I was like, you want to trade? And just, you know, just shh. Let's keep it on the down low. Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. Funny stuff. I think that's our episode for this week.
Yeah. I'm getting more and more gravelly as we go along.
Yeah. Real quick shout out to our sponsor whose shirt I was wearing in the split screen side-by-side picture of myself and my self when I was on Jeopardy this week.
Right.
Twin, my doppelganger. Pop Life. If you want some kick-ass dad shirts and mom shirts, mostly dad shirts, check them out. PopLifeShop.com.
Y'all.
They're awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And check us out on the socials at PB Dadcast across all of them. Woo. And Pop Bottles Dadcast at Dad. And iTunes. We're there.
We're around. Yeah, you can find us.
Yeah,
we're in places doing things.
We're here, there, and everywhere.
Oh yeah. Beatles style. Booyah.
We're at the gummy bears, bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Naturally. We just can't help us. We basically are human gummy bears. Well, you less so. You lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Because you're doing the whole 30 thing. I haven't. All the weight that you've lost, I think I just gained. So, you know.
Yeah, it happens. I put some back on, so it's fine.
Nah, it's
fine. It's whatever.
You know what my excuse is, right? So I tried to go for the beach bod, and that didn't work, but that's okay, because I'm now prepared already for my winter bod to keep me warm.
There you go.
Yeah.
For hibernation.
For hibernation. That's right. Yeah. I'm on top of this shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, everybody. Have a good week. Try to stay healthy out there. It's starting to get cold.
Take your vitamins.
Try to keep the kids from licking each other's snot and stuff like that. You know.
Gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace.